Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Nick Jansen from Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety. I help people overcome anxiety, reclaim their lives. I provide personalized coaching to guide individuals towards balance and well-being. Together, we'll develop coping strategies, explore root causes, and make positive life changes. So let's all say goodbye to anxiety and hello, hello to life filled with peace and vitality. Let's all embark on a transformative journey all together. So in today's episode, Holistic Health Coaching for Anxiety, we are going to discuss healing through playfulness, inspired by a book on how to do the work by Nicola LaPera. And in this book, it discusses the concept of healing through play, finding happiness and freedom in doing something for the sheer delight of doing it, rather than like external motivation or requirements. It also mentions the flow state, where one experiences the pure enjoyment and the challenges while engaging in an activity such as singing or painting. When's the last time you actually, you know, just sang? It didn't matter what your voice sounded like. Didn't matter that you're not the right tempo, the right pitch. Who cares? Just sing for the fun of it. We'll come back to that a little bit later, how important that is, especially the healing powers that it has. I did sing, and I'll come with an example a little bit later, how wonderful it was. And you know, I'm kind of thinking about this topic, how cool it was to be sitting around a wonderful bunch of people in a spiritual community, just singing, and heart songs that really touch the heart. And all other benefits I'll discuss a bit later. And let's talk about role of our nervous system in scanning the environment for signs of danger, and importance of embracing like playfulness, like a child, to feel empowered and timeless. So allow our inner child to play, to be out there. When did we actually stop playing, finding and getting contact with the inner child? No wonder life becomes so rigid, boring. More playfulness. Now, the book also suggests that we need to reconnect with a playful state in order to switch off the fight and flight response. Now, in anxiety, that is so important to be able to just switch off and have a regular pattern of switching off, a habit of switching off the flight. And in anxiety, a lot of people are caught in extreme anxiety and topping and adding on to anxiety. So let's take a deeper dive into healing through play, so we can explore the transformative powers of play and how it can bring happiness, freedom, healing to our lives. Today we'll be diving or looking into it in deeper insight of the book. It's on page 101 to 103 in the book, How to Do the Work. And let's go into the concept of healing through play and discover the profound impact it can actually have on our well-being. In the book, How to Do the Work, Nicola introduces us to the idea of finding happiness and freedom in engaging in activities simply for the sheer delight, right? Doing it not for money, just for the sheer delight rather than external motivation or requirements, just for the fun of it, just similar to what I'm doing here with my podcasting, I'm playing. She explores how play can be like a powerful tool for healing and self-discovery. One of the key concepts discussed, which is amazing in the book, is the idea of the flow state. Now, this state of being fully immersed in the inactivity where time seems to fly by and we experience the pure enjoyment and challenge can be incredible therapeutic for people who are going through some anxiety. Nicola highlights how engaging in activities that bring us into the flow state, such as painting, writing, singing, playing musical instruments, also playing musical instruments has a lot of benefits and develops the cognitive abilities. And also it's a wonderful distraction and engaging also allows us to engage with creative sight or space within us. This can all help us find a sense of purpose and fulfillment in life also. Playfulness. In the book, she emphasizes the role of our nervous system in scanning the environment for signs of danger. We'll go into that a little bit later. In our modern world, which is filled with stress, contrast, stimulation, the nervous systems can become overwhelmed, leading to anxiety and heightened flight or fight response, consistently being stuck in hypervigilance. Nicholas suggests that embracing playfulness like a child can help us switch off the responses and find a sense of empowerment and timelessness once again. So how to do the work pages mentioned earlier, 101 to 103, she encourages us to, you know, reconnect with our playful nature. Yeah, we embrace activities that bring us joy and spontaneity. When's the last time, once again, you felt like a child? Where you're out there, I actually asked one of my coaches and said, when's the last time you actually went into that space? It took a little while for them to engage. There was a blank look on their face. It just showed me that how rigid that individual can get. When's the last time you actually played? And imagine yourself, if you can't find the space or that time or time the time track, let's just go in imagining a time. And she said, I was in a park at swings and a child of 5 years of age. I was playing and I asked her, did you have any other children that you're playing with? And she says, yes, I did. So, yeah, it was wonderful. It was a wonderful vision for her to go traveling in a time capsule back to the time she was on those swings. Now, the chapter kind of reminds us that play is not just for children, but an essential part of our well-being as an adult. Don't forget there's an inner child within us. Engaging activities that allows us to let go of expectations, immerse ourselves in the present moment, and can have a profound impact on our mental and emotional health. The book also explores the ideas of playfulness as a form of self-expression. Nicholas suggests that through play, we can tap into our creativity and increase our pent-up emotions or tensions that we might be carrying, or even unresolved issues, trauma issues. Hey, let's get off that treadmill. Come and play. Come and find your inner child. The inner child is only waiting for you to tap into it. So, yeah, I remember with my, I was kind of caught, I was in between relationships and I knew I was stuck. And only when the relationship ended for me that I knew that I was looking for something, I was yearning to release myself from the rigid holes of a relationship or even the thoughts in the patterns. There was so much anxiety, there was so much triggering, there was so much going on, there was so much crazy making in relationships and so much anxiety. I didn't know who I was, and I can still feel that those traumatic moments sometimes come about, and they're impressions of the mind. So it's time to play and release those things. So I found life in yoga. I found workshops that allowed me to play, and it changed my life. So some things like either whether We can even look at dancing. I did a lot of dancing that helped the body movement, and that also releases a lot of stress. Some people find gardening or even engaging in imaginative role play activities an outlet for self-discovery, healing. Example, like I can also remember the time I took up improv theater, where it was just imaginary, on the spot, no script, just improvised script. Someone says, be a dog, play doggy. Like, so I'd get on my legs and arms and I'd pretend I'd bark all over the place and I'd be barking at people. And it was just fun. It was just laughing. Also with yoga, you can actually do yoga poses and instructions, and you're just playing with people. We're all doing the same thing. There's no judgment. There's just like, there's a safe facilitation. It's a workshop with you know, no judgment. You just be who you are. The whole idea is to just have fun and just be you. And this just lowers anxiety levels. It destroys all the harsh patterns that we're living with. And it's all about imagination. Coming back to the book, How to Do the Work, it encourages to approach play with a sense of curiosity and be open to the idea that you're not stuck unless you want to be stuck in anxiety. There are things and tools and coping mechanisms that we can deal with, and we can deal with this anxiety. So, it's not about achieving a particular outcome or being the best at something, but just about embracing the process and allowing ourselves to be fully present in the moment of having fun. Let's let go of all the judgments and any expectations that you've got at the moment, because expectations holds us and holds that inner child of ours kind of firm in your inner child. We can create a safe space for exploration, self-growth, self-discovery. This is what, you know, being playful does for us. Now, in the book, it also touches on the importance of finding balance between work and play. Have a sit down and just work out how much of your time is play and how much of your time you invest on this life. Is it more in strive, more anxiety, or there's some play time in your life? And if not, find the avenues. Like, there's a lot of things we can do. We can go dancing, improv dancing. We can do five rhythm dancing. We can do bio dancing to find an inner child, find ways to have fun with your loving community. No judgment out there. So get out of your four walls and go and do something else. Now, in our society, it's a fast-paced society where productivity is often valued above all else. How wrong is that? Do you remember my last podcast, if you're in the middle of, for those who just joined us, my interview, last podcast back a few, I spoke about 8x8x8 rule, 8 sleep, 8 work hours, and 8 fun, playful hours. How do you play? We can easily forget ourselves, the importance of, you know, taking time for ourselves and engaging in activities that like bring joy in your life. Nicola reminds us that the play is not a luxury, but a necessity for all overall well-being and health benefits. As we're now entering near our exploration of how to do the work and that particular chapter, that particular few pages, let's remember the profound impact that the healing through play can have on our lives. Once we embrace our playful nature, engaging in activities, even singing a song like making noises like that, it's okay. It doesn't matter as long as it's coming from the diaphragm. Let's talk about a little bit more about that. Is there a song that you can sing? It doesn't matter if you the tune sits down, just yell it out. Yeah, embrace your nature, playful nature, singing. Let's sing. Activities that bring us joy and letting go of all expectation. That is their own prison. Only then can we find some happiness, freedom, and deeper connecting to ourselves. Let's go into a little bit deeper now. How does play challenge our neuroception? All right, and create this wonderful safe space? Well, and you can look at some of the benefits, like play has the power of to challenge our neuroceptions, which is our nervous system ability to detect safety and danger in an environment. It's a natural phenomena. It's survival. And so, you know, we've evolved a long way, but however, we still have this DNA, these kind of patterns running in our system, in our minds. We still have the reptilian mind that, you know, stops us from having fun. Again, high expectations. So when we engage in play, we create this safe space where we can explore, experiment, take risks without the fear of negative consequences. The safe space allows us to challenge our neuroceptions in the following ways. Now let's look at this. Redefining boundaries through play, we can push the boundaries, have fun with what we perceive as safe. By engaging activities that involve certain levels of risk and uncertainty, we can train our nervous system to expand its comfort zone. So the one thing about life where you get so caught up in comfort zones, like I want to go and have a walk. It's quite late. I'm thinking about safety. I remember when I started walking quite late nights, because after work, after my wonderful activities that I do and podcasting and coaching and life coaching and anxiety coaching, I find that, okay, so I need to get some exercise. This is my fun way. And apart from podcasts, is also a fun way. But I know that there was moments that there were restrictive thoughts coming in and not allowing myself to move beyond my comfort zone and get used to going walking alone into the park, into the forest, into the darkness. But I pushed through, and I remember those thoughts I was having. And sometimes we just need to push ourselves through risk, have some fun, because it's so much fun to have in a walk. And it's exercise, it's breath, it's very good for our systems. So challenge that. Embracing novelty, play often involves like trying new things and stepping out of our comfort zone. By exposing ourselves to novel experience, our neuroception encounters unfamiliar stimuli. Now this process helps us to like recalibrate our nervous systems, response to become more comfortable with something new, with a novelty, reducing the tendency to receive everything as a threat. So let's not get stuck in thinking that mindset, like synchronicity our thoughts create synchronicity, and synchronicity is something that occurs, but also if we're going to live with threat, that's what we're going to get more of. So building trust is another powerful thing. Playful interactions, kind of such as games, collaborative activities can foster a sense of trust and safety. And when we engage in play with others, with ourselves, we create this space where we can let our guards down. We can be vulnerable, and we build these connections, this sense of safety. The trust challenges our neuroceptions and inclination to be of high alert and potential threats. Let's release that. Let's be more playful, so not to have the high alert senses and think always and be in this potential threat and fear. So releasing tension can play a lot, allows us to release pent up emotions and tensions in a safe and controlled manner. We might be going through some stuff, holding on some stress, but go and have a game of touch of footy with a bunch of mates. Do whatever. Go sailing with a bunch of mates. Play. Get it in the sun. So much things to do. Now, by engaging in physical activities or imaginative play, you know, we can discharge excess amounts of energy and reduce the stress levels in life. This release of tension can help regulate our nervous systems and promote a sense of calm and safety. Being playful in a group. I remember, I went to Como in Italy many, many years ago, and it was a summertime. It was a beautiful time, and a lot of people celebrating. The Italians do things a little bit differently. They have festivals. They have a community spirit,
They would gather together in a chat, be playful, produce all their local wines freshly made. And remember, they see them play these games of balls or a steel ball, and they're trying to, you know, they'd just be throwing that ball, trying to get nearest to that particular ball. And it was such a wonderful, wonderful experience to do that too. And they also invited people who were passing through to attempt. And it was such a wonderful time. It was very relaxing, but I had to say yes to it and not push it back. So it felt nice just to throw the steel ball around. And I can never forget that memory. And by actually, you know, reading and then doing this podcast, it just brings out a beautiful memory for me. Such a pleasure it was to be there. Let's look at also another benefit is enhancing resilience. Now, playfulness activities often involve problem solving, adaptability, overcoming challenges. By actively engaging in play, we train our nervous system to respond to like our obstacles with resilience and creativity. This challenges our neuroceptions, tendency to perceive obstacles as threats, helping us develop a more positive and empowered mindset. Creating a safe space to play is crucial in challenging our neuroception. And by consciously setting boundaries, providing supportive, like non-judgmental, encouraging environments and encouraging open communication, we create a space with individuals where we feel like safe and to explore, and there's no risk and challenge the neuroception. So in this safe space, the safe space actually fosters a sense of psychological safety, allowing us to fully engage in play and reap the transforming benefits. And safe and secure space. Let's look at something's promise about singing. Singing is known to be the best method to tone our vagus nerve, which is connected to the whole body muscular system. And it's so powerful to be able to, just a simple method like singing do re mi fa sol la. I don't mind how it sounds, but just sound it out. So singing is indeed one of the can be the most effective method for toning the vagus nerve, which is the key component of our parasympathetic nervous system. You know, the vagus nerve plays a crucial role in regulating various body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and stress response. When we sing, it engages the muscles in our throat, our chest, our stomach, abdomen, which is like stimulates the activity of the nervous vagus nerve. So here's how singing can actually help tone the vagus nerve and create a sense of calmness. We have deep breath. Singing requires a deep breath, controlling the breath. We know this the pitch out of void, breathe it in, and hello, hello, hello. And when you take the deep breath while singing it, it activates the vagus nerve, right? And triggering the relaxation response in the body. I feel good already, even just saying a few of those bars. And this deep breathing, like the pattern, actually helps slow down the heart rate. Beautiful. Lowers the blood pressure and promotes sense of calmness. Yeah, I already feel it. I only sung a few bars. So vocalization and resonance. Singing involves vocalization and produces the sound. And what happens is we have 90% of us is like more than that is actually all blood. So when you're singing, you're actually moving energy out of your body even through singing. And the vibration created by the vocal cords and resonating in the throat and the chest area stimulates the vagus nerve. Again, we are full of vagus nerves, right? The whole body's full of it. So we have to, you know, we can stimulate the and helps to regulate the autonomic nervous system, promoting a state of relaxation, reducing stress. I would now probably, after hearing this, go out there and find a singing coach. Even get onto the platforms and services on Facebook or short courses to sing. Get yourself a microphone and just sing away. It's a wonderful hobby. So mind-body connection. Singing requires... I just want to check the time. Yep, got a few minutes left. So
The mind-body connection. Singing requires coordination between the breath, the voice, the body movements. This coordination enhances like the mind-body connection, allowing us to be more present in the moment, fostering a sense of mindfulness. Singing can serve as a form of meditation, helping us release tension and train the body to feel relaxed. Emotional expression. Singing allows us to express and release emotions in safe and creative manner. So, yeah, I just want to also give you an example. Have you ever heard of the song called Shout, Shout, Let It All Out? Da, 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 da. Now, this song, Shout, Shout, was originally sung by a band, Tears for Fears, in 1984. And it's a wonderful song. I encourage anyone to get there and have a look at it, have it sounded out, sing with it. It'll change your way you will unlock your present anxiety 100%. We can also look at social engagement. Singing is often done in groups and choirs and I know one thing is I remember I was fond of Hare Krishna for a little while, especially the Hindu and the Hindi Indies, and the way we sung the Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Rama Rama Hare Krishna. So we sung that, but that was so beneficial as we do in the group and the harmonics. It felt so relaxed. So I encourage you, go there. They're all wonderful people. There's no judgment. You sit in the group and you just, you know, you can go to these centers and you can have a great time singing along. It'll change your life. Yeah. So I think we'll kind of end it here, and it's got a lot of benefits. Singing, a lot of benefits. You can look into that. Creates joy, pleasure, healing processes, I just want also similar. You know, it's also singing is like similar to yoga, breath work. Singing activates the parasympathetic nervous system and promoting relaxation. This is the whole key of it. And reducing the stress and supporting a well-being. It can also be powerful too for healing and self-care. So I hope you've all enjoyed this podcast and about the healing powers of play and singing. So let's all sing our hearts out, our hearts' content, and just get it out there. And forget about being judged. I know anxiety folks, they always think they're judged and ridiculed. Well, they forget that. Just get out there and have some fun. Go and join yourself one of those improv theater groups. They're not that expensive. They're actually done by actors, facilitated by actors or ex-actors. Great place to have fun. So if you enjoyed this podcast, look, please feel free to subscribe if you're ready to change the way you perceive your life and make things a little bit or much more better for yourself than you are. I'm only too happy to assist and to help you achieve the mastery of your life. I will leave my appointment calendar link in the description of the podcast. So, yeah, I hope to see you again. You can drop in again on our next podcast. May you all have a wonderful, playful experience and existence in the future and in the now. Until our next podcast, namaste, my dear friends, and all the best. This is Nick here, Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Seal off drafts, dust, and moisture with MD Weather Stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 130 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on MD Weather Stripping right now at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.